Good morning, everybody. It's Lenore 68, and it's probably about 8 o'clock on the 14th of February, 2015. Can I start this boo by wishing everybody a happy Valentine's Day, and I hope you all have a lovely day. And remember, just because you haven't got a card doesn't mean to say that you're not loved. Right, I want to ask you something because I'm thinking about changing my phone. And I'm thinking about having an iPhone 6. But I need to know whether they're, you know, are they that much better than an iPhone 5? Or am I just wasting my time? Should I just stick with the iPhone 5 and not bother with the iPhone 6? A lot of people have said that they're very bulky. But a lot of people have said that they're very good. So I'm stuck. Are they just a gimmick? Are they just, you know, an iPad, but an iPad that you can make calls from? So I'd just like your advice on this. Should I keep the iPhone 5 or should I buy or go in for? Because I won't be buying it straight out. I'll be having it on contract. But should I go in for the iPhone 6? Because it will be more expensive on the contract. And I want to make sure that it's going to be something worth having rather than just something I think, oh God, I wish I'd have just stuck to the iPhone 5. So I'm going to leave it out there with you because you know better than I. And I suppose some of you have got them. And I have sort of had one in my hands. A work colleague of mine has got one. But having playing around with one for about 10 or 15 minutes, it's not like having one and being stuck with one. And once you've got it, you are stuck with it, aren't you? So help me, tell me, should I have one or not? See you later. Bye.